Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Fall asleep remembering when you said I was your man, and like some stranger in a hallway or an airplane in the sky, I could stay up all night wondering if I ever cross your mind. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies, at telling lies, at telling lies. It's a colder wind that's blowing, and I can barely find the words. Just the boy and all his anger at a New York City girl. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good at telling lies.
Town you've been cast out of. Day Lilies, prior to that, Compassion Fatigue, Pratique, and the acoustic version of Emma off his Closet Sessions album. Feminine Aggression with Queers for Tears off their F/AGG. Get it? Feminine Aggression. Fag.
Oh, I get album. It.
Yeah.
Wow.
Queers for Tears.
That's clever.
Love them.
Yeah.
What about Naomi?
Yeah.
Brought us their latest single, Hard Task at Hand, off Artifiction.
Artifiction.
Brand new album from them. Yeah. And I believe we started off the set with the Lights Out 517 live from Studio D. And Studio D, of course, is from this program, On the Town with Mikey D. That's us.
That's
hello,
right.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
My name's Pam. I'm here with Joel.
Hey.
And Silent J.
Silent J.
Also known as Marty Scorsese's mother.
That's right.
And On the Town with Mikey D is celebrating this year, in 2019, 30 years of being on the air and bringing you the latest, the greatest, the boldest, the oldest, the moldest, the goldest of all New England.
That was great. That was a nice little run there.
Did you like that?
I was
I almost stumbled. I got almost a little lost around moldest.
You know, you almost got off the track, but you got right back on there, yeah. And you finished the thought, and it all came full circle. It was great.
Positive feedback. I feel really good about myself now,
you
Joel. Thank you.
There you go. Anyway, yes. The 2nd and the 3rd of May.
Yes, come to our birthday party.
Yeah. And we're talking about this now because today is actually like one of the first days that we can actually talk about it. There's an event page on the Facebook. Just look it up. 30 years of On the Town with Mikey D. Go visit our Facebook, On the Town with Mikey D, because you can find out some stuff. We got pictures. We got announcements of things that are coming up. You can get our contact information in case you want to send us your stuff. Or in case you want to maybe be on the show yourself, because we do that kind of thing. We like having you up here.
We really do.
Yeah. And, you know, we have people play every week. We're not having them play this week. Unfortunately, the Daily Lilies were supposed to play, and sadly, they couldn't play. Obviously, they're playing the Rumble, so, I mean, that's probably why.
They're getting ready to Rumble.
And, you know, we all love Ed Frank over here, and he's in the band. Taking a much lower profile than he usually does with his band projects. He's not even singing lead on that. But it's a great album.
Unbelievably
good album. Could it not be?
Right? We have something else great that's coming up right now. It's Kedman, Bulletproof Molly, off their album Golden Fiction.
WMFO Medford.
that our love never suffers, not until the end of time, or till you change your
my acupuncture brand. they're gonna take my Medicard away. And Alicia's got our baby on the way. Strange to you that all of this feels true. I'm not doing this for kids. Did I get clear and free, or will I always be where the formula gets deep sixed and the bundles turn to bricks?
Chris Brokaw and Viva Las Vegas there with the song Bricks. It's just about 11:30 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. We're here with you every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. until midnight, bringing you the best of local music, local being anywhere in New England. I'm here with Joel. I'm here with Silent J. I'm here with a strange rumbling.
Yeah, it was like the whole building shaked. That's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
I felt the earth move.
Maybe it was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just people getting excited about School Tree.
Yeah.
Who we heard prior to Chris Brokaw and Viva Las Vegas. That was their song Foreverish off their album Rise, which is fantastic. The Explosion,
record.
Here I Am, off their Red Tape EP. And we started off that set with Kettman, Bulletproof Molly. Off Golden Fiction, which came out in 2007, just a little bit ago. You blink your eye and 12 years passed.
You know, I still feel like 1979 was only a couple of weeks ago because, you know, I'm old.
Oh, I'm feeling
it. I don't know what's up with this microphone. It's just like it's the shock mount is just not doing the thing that it's supposed to do.
I'm enjoying that sort of wiggly sound, though.
It does.
Makes me feel like, you know.
Sounds like a...
We're in the future. Maybe we're coming to you from space.
It sounds like my tinnitus is really getting bad. That's what it sounds like.
Shut up. You're always talking.
Hey, Mama Leone. I did not mean to reference that weird Billy Joel lives
that was
inside
random.
My head.
That was
super
random. That was super random.
Super not random, though.
No,
it's okay to like Billy Joel.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No,
well,
it's not.
I'll tell you what. We were talking off the mic about Ben Diley from the Lemonheads.
Varsity Drag.
And Pods were a band in the early 90s. That's where I met Jono and Josh Pickering. And Jono and Josh are now both in a Billy Joel tribute band called Heart Attack Ack.
That's true.
I think that might have been one too many acts.
It might have been. But they're like the only band that makes me like Billy Joel. Because they do a really good job of making it rock.
I like Billy Joel because I'm from Monmouth County, New Jersey.
Well, what do you think about Springsteen? What do you think about John Bon Jovi?
Springsteen's from my hometown of Freehold.
Yeah.
So he's God.
He's God.
Isn't
okay.
Billy Joel from Long Island, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Close enough for you?
He's from Islandia or something.
He takes
Mylanta?
Islandia.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Damn.
Where did you guys get Mylanta out of Islandia?
You get Mylanta at CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid.
Yeah. Wherever fine products are sold.
And Bon Jovi's a nice gentleman. From Sayreville, New Jersey.
Okay, we'll talk after this break.
He's
for sure.
Cruise,
Joel's getting uncomfortable with my banter. Look at his face.
No, I have.
He's getting so uncomfortable.
There is a John Bon Jovi.
He's like, I'm
going to
totally fire you. After
No, absolutely not. Do you know that my second gig in Boston was opening up for Bon Jovi at the Paradise in 1984? So amazing. I have a Bon Jovi story. He was kind of a prick. So.
Oh, no.
Can I say that on the air?
No, young prick. Just did. No. He was a young kid.
Yeah.
My mother had
They showed up 3 hours late for sound check. They wouldn't strike any of their stuff. And John Bon Jovi kicked me out of his out of my own dressing room so some girl could get jiggy with him.
Good for him.
And I had the flu, and I was like, fine. I was just leaving anyway. And I said, by the way, I'm not contagious. You know, something like that. I forget.
But you really were.
I really was.
Take that.
I hope he was sick for weeks after that gig. It serves him right, the bugger.
People who are not buggers, as far as we know, Trabants.
Trabants.
Surf Trabants. Rock.
Surf Rock.
They got some Dutch treats for you off their album Freak Out.
Dutch treats out of their Dutch oven.
Oh.
God.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's that kind of day. WMFO Medford.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
I was blind, and I flew off so high. blind, 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 blind.
WMFO Medford.
If I could be anything, I would be your everything. Don't believe anything that I say. No one knows what I'm feeling. I'm afraid to reveal it. Don't repeat anything. that I say. Would she miss me? The end is coming quickly. Would she kiss me before I leave? If I could be anything, I would be your everything. Don't believe anything that I say. There goes the sun. Nobody sees you like I see you. Nobody needs you like I do. I've been trying to hide it. There's no use in fighting. Don't believe anything that I say.
Oh,
Kevin Armada there with Guilford. Prior to that, we heard Eyewitness and their song Miss Me. Await Rescue. Thanks, but no thanks. Brian Carpenter and the Confessions with their song Blind. And we started off that set with Trabant's Dutch Treats.
Yeah.
Off their album Freak Out. Don't freak out, but it's very close to the end of this particular iteration of On the Town with Mikey D here on WMFO Medford.
This is it. This will be it.
This is the last one? Yeah. All right. So, again, I'm Pam. I'm here with Joel and Silent J. And please come to our birthday party on the town with Mikey D, celebrating 30 years of local music on May 2nd and 3rd at Sally O'Brien's. It's a star-studded cavalcade of local musicians.
All
local
the
bands.
Cool kids will be there.
Come to our party. Yeah, there's going to be cake,
fun.
Man.
It's going to be cake.
Come to our party.
Yep.
And we're going to end the show, actually, with a band who's going to be performing.
That's right.
This is... The magical screen in front of me is not showing me the thing that I... Thank you. This is Lily Black with their latest single,
Cover It Up. That's right. 91.5 WMFO. Phil Fleming's our host next week. Do tune in.
You can try, but you can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. Feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, but you can't cover it up.